I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News two wonderful young women from the Floor Is Yours public speaking competition, concluded with the finals over the weekend. The Soroptimists International run this fabulous program. The winner is with me, Sia Qatari. Welcome, Sia.
Thank you.
And thanks, congratulations on winning.
Yay, thanks so much.
But also with us is Kiara Gormley. Welcome, Kiara.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
I'm well. And you've been involved in the organisation of this year's and possibly last year's public speaking competition, and you were the 2023 winner.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Tell me, before we go much further, what was your topic back in 23?
It was called For Our Next Leaders, and it was based on a quote from Jacinda Ardern, and I spoke on my personal experience with my sisters and wanting to create a better platform for young voices in politics.
Young voices in politics, isn't that wonderful? Well, there's a lot of women in politics these days, and I'm reminded by the news overnight that a 21-year-old young woman standing for the Labor Party, sixth position on their Senate ticket in South Australia, has been elected to the Federal Parliament. Can you imagine each of you being in the Federal Parliament?
It's very impressive. Props to her for getting in so young.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible. I'd be like, wow, shocked. But that's impressive, definitely.
Well, no doubt we'll hear a lot more of her. But before we come to you, let's talk briefly about a little bit about the Soroptimists, a little but more about this public speaking competition, Kiara, and your involvement in it, and how you proceed to select topics and get the young women, because this is a program for tertiary enrolled young women, isn't it?
That's right. Well, a little bit about Soroptimists first. We're one of the oldest and largest service organisations for women and the empowerment of women and girls. And the public speaking competition came about because a lot of the local club in Fremantle here wanted to put together a platform for young women, young local women, to have their voices heard and get involved with the community and with Soroptimists and continue to have their voices heard. Putting it together, the committee, we actually have four of the previous competitors on the committee, so we've got quite a few, you know, involved voices. And then we have various members from nine different clubs across WA help out to put this competition together. And it's really great. We try and get topics that are relating to what's going on now. So we had four really great topics this time. All relating to female empowerment. So we had the responsibility of reality TV in maintaining and portraying healthy relationships. And that was coming after the Married at First Sight controversy. So we kind of linked that in. That was a popular topic. We had quite a few people that didn't make it to the grand final speak on that, but it was a really interesting one. We had, of course, what Sia spoke on, which was the impacts of social media on women and their self-identity. We had the effects of climate change, a gendered crisis, and we had the International Women's Day theme, Accelerate Action. And we come together as a committee and we try and pick these topics that young women would want to have their voices heard in these spaces. We had 60 total young women apply this year, wow, which was really great. Yeah, so we had seven total heats with a new one in Geraldton this year, which was fantastic. And we're hoping to get an extra heat next year in Bunbury for a total of nine heats. All in all, it's a great opportunity for young women to practice their public speaking skills, receive supportive feedback, and get engaged with their communities.
Well, it really is impressive to have had so many people interested. The range of topics, I would have loved to have heard one about, yes, the reality television. I can't watch reality television, it drives me crazy. Yeah. But that aside, well, let's come to you, Sia. How did you learn about the program?
So actually, one of my friends in my economics lecture told me about the competition just a week before it. So I had a look on the website and I had a look at the Instagram profile, and I thought that this is something that I'd be really interested in doing because I've always enjoyed public speaking and I've always enjoyed like sharing my voice about like topics I'm passionate about to a crowd. So yeah, I signed up for it and I didn't think that I'd get to the point that I did, but I was really, really stoked with the result and I'm grateful for my friend for showing me it.
So what tertiary institution are you enrolled at and what are you doing?
I'm at the University of Western Australia, so UWA, and I'm studying a Bachelor of Philosophy, Politics and Economics, followed by the Juris Doctor Law.
Well, that sounds like fun, and sometimes, yes, being a good public speaker can be helpful in the law. And you were faced with the topics to choose from that Chiara has mentioned. How did you choose yours?
So I had a look at all of the topics initially when I was like first presented with them. The social media one was one that really resonated with me because I had a lot of really negative experiences with social media, probably early high school years, so year 8 and year 9. So I thought that I could really discuss those experiences in my speech in a passionate way that engages with others. So I could talk about it on a more like real, relatable level. And I just wanted to share that in my speech.
Well, it was a really great afternoon, Sunday afternoon. I was there. There were 6 speakers.
Yes.
Well chaired by another last year's winner. 3 judges were there, including the mayor of Fremantle. And we all then had to exit the room after the speeches because the judges had to work out who the winner was. And I thought to myself, what a terribly difficult job. But as I was having my cup of tea and something to eat outside, there were a few sort of popular picks, and you were one of them amongst the crowd out there. And I think it didn't hurt to have a really catchy title. What was your title?
So the title of my speech was She Is Me.
She Is Me. Now that really is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your speech about? Let our listeners know what you were concentrating on and why She Is Me.
I wanted to focus on the impact of social media and identity on women and how those can negatively affect women these days. And I wanted to present that through the eyes of a teenage girl. And I used a lot of my own interests and my own passions, and I integrated that into my speech. So I wanted to really, really have it from my own view because I thought that would resonate with audiences on a much deeper level. And I really enjoyed sharing that part of myself with a bigger crowd because it does show that not everyone's experiences are going to be perfect. There are lots and lots of elements that can make up a person's like time on social media, and mine definitely wasn't perfect, and sharing that definitely made me feel better and like I wasn't alone in it, and that a lot of other girls have gone through similar or same experiences as me and other ones too.
So what was the particular messages you were trying to get across to the audience and we can share with our listeners?
Sure. So one of the lines from my speech that really, really stuck with me was, your body is not an ornament, it's an instrument. So it's not there to look pretty, you are there to be powerful, that you are enough, and that you don't need social media to validate or you don't need to edit a photo of yourself to make you look beautiful, you're as perfect as you are.
And it was interesting, and I can remember you making these points, and I don't watch much social media. Fremantle Shipping News has its online presence. I put stories up, including this one, on Facebook, sometimes on Instagram. Blue Sky is another site where I share our stories. And as you were making those points, I thought, I no longer quite understand how widespread the use of social media is amongst your cohort. How would you estimate it?
Yes, it's very widespread used. Pretty much every single person I've met, even during my university years, even during school, pretty much during any time of my life, probably about 90% of people have had social media, and we've exchanged some sort of contact in some way through it. I think it is very prevalent in today's society, definitely.
And what about your own use? I mean, do you get into trouble with your smartphone because it tells you you've been on it too long today?
Definitely, yes. I myself am definitely prone to using social media, which is really, really sad. I used to use it a lot, particularly during high school. I'm trying to limit my usage a lot more now, but...
So what are your personal rules that we can share with others?
So I, this year, have been a lot more strict with studying. So I try to limit myself to about 1 to 1.5 hours a day of social media usage. I know the statistics say, or government say, that it should be 2. At most, 2 hours of social media usage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just try to limit myself to just around that much. Yeah.
I know my two youngest granddaughters are about 12 and 10. I think they have very strict requirements from their parents. But Kiara, what's your experience with social media?
Oh, I'm probably the same. I'm a little bit older than Sia, so I've probably at least tried to establish rules for myself a little bit longer. In university, at least. But even seeing my younger sisters is such a... It's a terrifying experience because I don't want them to be going through what I've seen myself and my peers go through. And it's like, how do we... Not only for ourselves, but for the women around us, how do we support each other to build more positive habits on social media? And I think that has to come from within everybody. And we all have to, you know, take a stand for ourselves and for our friends, for our sisters, for everybody. So... Yeah.
It really is interesting. I realise I'm just showing my age, and I'll have to interrogate my four granddaughters now from 21 to 10 to find out just how they're finding it, because it has become an important thing for all the reasons you said. You can feel pressured, I take it, Sia, from what you're seeing and from what your friends are posting and that sort of thing.
100%. A lot of the things that a lot of people my age post, I definitely feel like I can feel pressured by, and I just look up to that and think that that's exactly what I want to be like. And I feel like a lot of what I discussed in my speech, I can lose a lot of my own sense of identity, which is exactly what I don't want to succumb to. I don't want to lose that sense of self just because of social media. And seeing everyone else's and thinking, I need to be exactly like that, when everyone else has their own sense of self, or should have their own sense of self, without the influence of social media.
Now, I have a feeling that I know the answer to the next question I'm going to ask you. But did you find it particularly intimidating to turn up to the grand final and be standing and initially meeting the other six or five contestants? And had you met them all before? Did you know what you were up against?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I was definitely 100% nervous when coming in. I had not met any of the contestants previously, and I did not know what I was up against. They were such humble, genuine, kind people, and I loved what all of them had to say. They had such wonderful insights about their chosen topics, but yeah, I was pretty nervous for sure.
Even though the topics chosen by each speaker were similar, their presentations, yours included, were quite different from each other.
100%. It was really nice to see how different everybody talked about such a similar thing. But I think there was like a universal message that was shared across all of the speeches, that we are enough, we don't need to change ourselves, we don't need to conform to these unrealistic expectations set by social media. And it was nice to hear some of the other topics too.
Kiara, coming back to you, having been the grand finalist just a couple of years ago, what did the public speaking experience through the Sir Optimus event provide you with? What did you get something extra out of it than you thought you would?
Yeah, definitely. I had seen the poster, and I'm not one for public speaking at all. Surprise, surprise. And I, on a whim, decided to do it. I think I chose my topic a week out of the competition, but I'm so glad I did. It was such a great opportunity to not only face my fears and speak publicly on a stage in a huge lecture theatre, but the ladies from Sir Optimus and the other people in the crowd were so supportive in giving me feedback and just, you know, commending me on such a huge step to do. like it's such a brave thing to step up and speak your own opinion and your own like experiences of social media to the crowd and to all these strangers you don't know. And obviously I'm now a member of Sir Optimus, so it not only gave me that opportunity to build my own skills, but I'm now involved in this beautiful organization of women who are continuing to, you know, build this competition for other young women and also building up services for the community and helping other women and young girls.
It really is a wonderful organisation. Those who are listening who don't know more, you can do a quick search on Fremantle Shipping News, Sir Optimus, and you'll find the previous stories we've written about it. They're for women, but in Western Australia, national first, there's actually one male member. But I like the logo, a global voice for women, Sir Optimus International, and it's educate, empower, enable. It really has those goals. But what about your experience? You like, Sia, public speaking, but how did you find this process?
It was definitely daunting having been with or having competing against people who were also passionate, and then especially in the grand final, a pool of winners as well who were definitely passionate. They knew what they were talking about. They were passionate about what they were talking about. It was definitely daunting having done that, and I've definitely felt daunted even in the past during my like younger years when I used to public speak. But now more than ever, yes, it was definitely scary despite being experienced, but it was very, very rewarding.
One thing I picked up looking around the room and what happened afterwards is that you included had lovely support groups, family. I think I might have seen you with your mother and father and a sibling having a photograph.
Yes, so my mum, dad, and my little brother Shale, who is 12 and is in year 7, still navigating all of the social media things. definitely not as passionate like about that as me. He's a very big on like soccer, cricket, and loves his sport to death. But yeah, they came all the way from Joondalup to come and support me because I live on campus at uni.
They came from where?
From the Joondalup district.
Oh, from Joondalup. Well, yes. that's a mile away, isn't it?
It was, yeah,
two trains away.
Yes, but I actually came home for the weekend, so we all travelled together, which was very, very nice. And it was nice to have their support. They've always been there for me, and I always feel a lot less nervous knowing that they're there in the room.
Well, we'll start to draw this to a close, but it really is an occasion to congratulate Sir Optimus International, including the West Australian division, but the Fremantle chapter. This is a great event, and those who are thinking they might have liked to have been, they should make sure they get there next year. I'm sure we'd all encourage them to do that. Do we have any idea at this stage, Chiara, what the topics might be next year, or does it all get organised much closer to the...
Oh, no, it definitely gets organised closer. I think we start meeting around early February, so we like to have a nice break. It takes us half the year to organise this whole thing. So, yeah, we'll definitely take a break for now and come back at either the end of the year or the start of next year.
Oh. Well, as I say, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
To Sir Optimus for doing it through you, Chiara. And Sia, congratulations on entering and having such a powerful speech and a clear voice. She is me.
Yay, thank you so much, Michael and Chiara.
Thank you.